Welcome to installment number 290 of Sefer Mitzvahs from the Rambam. Today's portion contains one commandment, positive commandment 201, the commandment to allow a hired worker who was working with produce to eat at the time of his work.
We have been learning the laws in the Rambam pertaining to a sachir, a hired worker, that he must be paid on time, and so on. Today's commandment deals with another sort of pay or wages that this worker receives, that when he is working with food, part of his wages is to partake of the food he is working with. The commandment derives from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 23, verses 25 and 26. And from these verses we learn a very important parameter relating to when this commandment applies. The two verses read as follows, Ki savay becherem reyecha, when you come into your neighbor's vineyard, v'achalta anovim v'gemer. It says you will be able to eat the grapes. This is one verse, telling that when a person is harvesting grapes as a hired worker, he is allowed to partake of the grapes. And the next verse, Ki savay bekomas reyecha, when you come into the standing grain of your neighbor's field, you are allowed to take the fresh ears, the fresh grains with your hand, and eat them. The Talmudic tractate Bava Metzia investigates why these two types of food were singled out, and why did we need two and not just one. And there it discusses that if only grapes were discussed, we would think it would apply to grapes because of a peculiar law regarding grapes. And so, too, if it only discussed grain, we would think this law applied only if the hired hand was harvesting grain. Therefore, it teaches you both of them. And this comes to reveal that any type of food which grows from the ground is allowed to be consumed by the worker harvesting it. However, when is he allowed to partake? Only when he is finishing the act of harvesting. As verse 25 concludes, El Kelyach Olesitain, do not put it into your own vessels, your own baskets, in order to bring the fruit home. You can eat while you are collecting, but not to bring it home and eat later or feed to your family members. From this we see that the verses are referring to the time when the final act of harvesting has taken place. And before this act is being done, the workers are not allowed to partake. Here the Rambam, as he often does in Sefer HaMitzvahs, discusses why it is that this law is counted as only one commandment and not two. And the Rambam says this is an outgrowth of the explanation we just gave. We might think that since there are two separate verses, one to say feed the worker in the vineyard and another to feed the worker who was working with grain, that there are two separate commandments. And if you would feed someone with grapes, that would be one commandment, and with grain another. However, we see from the Talmudic explanation that both verses are necessary to teach us one principle. And this principle is that a hired hand is allowed to eat things which grow from the ground. Of course, only after he has concluded the final stage of harvesting. But since both verses come to teach us one principle, they only count as one mitzvah. And so too the Rambam says we referred to previously, and evidently the Rambam is referring to positive commandment 140, the commandment to count the years of the Shemitah cycle, that you must count 7 weeks, and also 7 weeks of 7 years, a total of 49 years, and then the 50th becomes the Jubilee year. Now is there one commandment to count the weeks, 7 weeks, and another commandment to count the days, the 49 days? The Rambam tells us there that this is all part of one commandment, that the counting of the weeks and the counting of the days are just two details of the one general commandment to count the laws of to count the years of the Jubilee. And therefore, these two verses come to teach you one principle, and therefore count only as one mitzvah. As we mentioned previously, the commandment to feed the worker as he is working applies only after Gemar Malacha, when he has completed the act of harvesting, when he has filled up his basket and emptied it into the larger holding tank. But in the middle of his work, as he is walking, by biblical law, the worker is forbidden from partaking of these fruits, as we will discuss in tomorrow's commandment. However, our sages established that in order to save the owner of the field's money, that the workers should be allowed to eat even while they're in the middle of the working. And the reason is, if they're only allowed to eat at the end, when they finish this particular act of harvesting, they will sit down and eat. And while they are sitting and eating, they will not be working. It is preferable for the owner, the sages say, to have them eat even while they are working, and then they will continue to work for a longer period of time. Better that than have them stop working. Therefore, our sages allow them to eat when they are walking, for example, from one row of grapes to another, or when they're coming back from the wine press and returning to take more grapes. And the Rambam, as he often does, brings us a specific proof from the Talmud that this is a biblical commandment by quoting Ve'elu Eichlin Min HaTeira, as the Mishnah says that by biblical law, these workers are allowed to eat in the middle of their work. Therefore, we see clearly that this is a biblical commandment. All the details of this law are discussed in the 7th chapter of the tractate Baba Metzia. Is there a limit to how much the worker is allowed to eat? The verse states, "Kenafshecha savecha," that you can eat until you are full. And therefore, this worker can continue to eat, although he cannot stuff himself overly, achila gasa, to really stuff himself. Nevertheless, he is allowed to eat until he's satisfied. Therefore, we have a very interesting halacha. Let's say a worker has been hired to work for one day for a ma, which is 1/6 of a dinar. You need 6 ma for 1 dinar. And let's say he's harvesting something very, very expensive, something very worthwhile, such as grapes. Through filling himself up during the day, he might come to eat 6 times as much as he is being paid. He is only being paid a ma. But in reality, he's being paid 6 times more than that, because he's eating so much, he is actually earning 7 times his regular salary plus 6 times more than that. But nevertheless, the law is that since the verse says he may eat, he is allowed to eat and fill himself up, even should it be a very expensive item of food. However, the Rambam brings down that we should advise this person not to do so, that he should not eat so much at the time of his working, for a very practical reason. Should he do so, he is not going to be hired again, because he is too expensive to take on as a laborer. Not only does he take a wage, but also he will eat the person out of house and home, because the food he is consuming is so worthwhile. Therefore, although technically he is allowed to do so, he is advised not to do so, in order to preserve his work. The Chinuch explains a very interesting reason for this commandment, by saying that although it seems that this is primarily a commandment for the benefit of the worker, in reality this commandment is not only for the worker, but for the employer as well. And the reason is that God's blessings are truly expressed only in a place where there is simcha, and only where there are good feelings. Where there is peace among people, and when there is joy, then God finds it to be a fitting place to give His blessings. As we say in our davening in the last blessing of the Shmona Esrei, Barchenu Avinu Kulanu Ke'echad, may our Father bless us in when we are one. And as the Alter Rebbe explains in Tanya, Perek Lamed Beis, that when will Barchenu Avinu, when will our Father in Heaven bless us? When Kulanu Ke'echad, when we are all together. And not only together and at peace, but in particular when we are besimcha. And therefore here, since the workers are besimcha, they are working in a joyous manner, since they are allowed to partake of the food, and the owner of the field is also happy that he is able to see the fruits of his harvest, it becomes a place of joy, a place of simcha. And therefore it becomes a fitting receptacle for God's blessings. We find that simcha, or joy, is a cause for all sorts of blessings from the Almighty. The story is told of the daughter of the Tzaddik Rav Shmuel of Kamenka, who lived a life without having any children. Once her father was out of town, and the Tzaddik Rav Rafael came to visit. And since there was a Tzaddik visiting, she decided to ask the Tzaddik for a blessing for children. And the Rav Rafael told her that there is something you could do in order to bring children. A remedy for lack of children is simcha. You should be with joy. Later on, when her father returned, she told her father this odd-sounding advice from the Tzaddik Rabbi Rafal. And her father explained that we have a proof of this from the Chumash. When Sarah was told by Hashem she would bear children, the verse says, Vatitchak Sarah, that Sarah laughed. And he continued to explain that Sarah's laughing was the keli, the receptacle, which made her fitting for God's blessing. That once she was besimcha, once she was joyous, then she was fit that the blessing should be expressed in her. And as he brought other proofs, such as that we say in Hallel, Eim habanim smecha, the mother of children is joyful. Meaning, how did she become the mother of children? Through being joyful, through being besimcha. And as our sages say, simcha peretz geder, that all boundaries can be knocked down through joy of a person, and any blessings which might be needed in physical matters, whether it's matters of making a livelihood, or in children, or in health, all of them can be destroyed and knocked down by simcha, by joy. And so too, in the merit of our simcha, may we merit the everlasting simcha, simchas eilam, which will become present in the world through the revelation of Mashiach and the building of the Beis HaMikdash b'mheirav yameinu mamish. Thank you for tuning in to the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor one of the installments, contact Sichas in English at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.